you talk about playing without big-time players. Illinois had to play a couple of games without Ayo Dosunmu. What did you learn about that team, Dave, in watching them play without him?
They're so good, Steve. Yeah. I mean, I guess that was the biggest thing that I learned. I mean, to go into Michigan and not just beat Michigan, but beat them by 23 points without arguably the National Player of the Year. Now, I don't think he's going to get it, but you could make an argument for him to get it. And so, to me, that is arguably the National Player of the Year. I don't know if you saw this, but it was the largest margin of defeat at home for a top two team in the last 25 years.
Yep.
In college basketball. You have to go back to Villanova in 95 going into UConn and beating them to find a larger margin of defeat. So it really remarkable how well they played in that game. But again, I mean, you know, they beat Wisconsin in that stretch without him as well. And Wisconsin's certainly a really good team. And I think what we learned is Curbelo's really good, man.
Yeah.
Like he has been willing, and not a lot of freshmen are willing to do this, but has said, hey, I'll play fourth fiddle. I'm okay with that. I understand where I stand. And you learn how good Trent Frazier is again.
Yeah.
You know, Trent Frazier was their best player a few years ago.
Yep.
And again said, I get it. I'm willing to take a backseat to these other guys because that makes us better as a team. I think Damonte Williams, that shot he hit against Ohio State, now Ayo was better or was back in that game. So, you know, you asked me about them without Ayo, but that moment with Damonte Williams, mm-hmm. like that encapsulates what makes Illinois so great. I mean, here is a guy who's hit 33 pointers now this year, shooting 55% from three. He had hit 35 threes his entire career coming into this year. You didn't need to guard him until the very end of last year. You could just not guard him. Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything offensively. And he's become a really good player for them that when he needs to hit a big shot, can hit it. So, I mean, look, I think they're fabulous. I think Kofi is a ridiculous matchup for people. And one of the things I'd say here, Steve, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And maybe I readily admit that I see the world through Big Ten colored glasses. And that, you know, that's my job, and I get it. I watch college basketball. I watch everyone who's good. But I see it through the Big Ten lens. But I'll say this, man. Like, you go down the list of, you know, Hunter Dickinson, Kofi Coburn, Luka Garza, Travion Williams, E.J. Liddell, you know, like, go on and on and on with the big men in this league. Miles Johnson, yeah. You know, I mean, you can just go Trace Jackson Davis, Liam Robbins when he's healthy.
Yeah.
I just don't think many teams in the country see big guys like this. And I think it's going to give the Big Ten a huge advantage in the tournament, particularly in some of these one-day turnarounds where, like, okay, now everyone knows, like, everyone in the Big Ten has a plan for dealing with Luka Garza. Now, it's not necessarily a successful plan, but they have a plan. Like, they know, okay, guys, it's Luka, and here's what we're going to do. But, like, does everyone else have a plan for dealing with him? Yeah. You know, when he's got a piece of cotton shoved up his nose because he's got a nosebleed, but he's still dropping threes on you, and he's breathing heavily on your big man who hasn't seen anything like him all year. And, again, you could say that about Kofi, and you can say that about so many, like John Hera. Like, who's got a plan for dealing with that guy who's going to go relentlessly after every offensive board? I mean, I just think this league is different, man. And I hope this is the year where we really see in the NCAA tournament just how different it is.